I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The tech wizards behind Facebook have been finding themselves in the thick of political dramas halfway around the globe. The popular social networking site has become a tool for protest organizers across the Arab world. Now Facebook is caught up in the middle of one of the most intractable problems in the Mideast. From Jerusalem, Daniel Estrin reports on one Facebook page that urged Palestinians to rise up against Israel.
The anonymous founders of the page called for neighboring countries on May 15th to march towards Palestine.
Are the social media paving the way to a potential Palestinian revolution directed not against their own leaders, but against Israel?
That's a report on Israeli TV on the booming popularity of the Facebook page. By yesterday, it had more than 340,000 followers. Some users wrote anti-Israel epithets on the page. Others posted video clips like this.
Israel.
What's the capital of Israel? A little boy's father asks. There is no Israel, the boy says. It's all Palestine. The page caught the attention of Yuli Edelstein, Israel's Minister of Public Diplomacy.
There is no doubt that when we looked at the page, there were direct calls for violence, incitement against Israel, death to Israelis, all those things that are unbearable and I think that are far beyond the lines of free speech.
He sent a letter to Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg asking him to immediately remove the page from the site. It wasn't an attack on Facebook, Edelstein says.
Facebook is a wonderful and a very positive intention social network. We enjoy it. Everyone uses it. I use it. They say about 500,000 people in Israel use it. And I think that it's very important for us to see that Facebook is a place where people argue about things, discuss things, but it shouldn't be violent.
Facebook's stance has typically been not to take a stance. But certain photos and comments started disappearing from the Intifada site yesterday, and today the Facebook page was gone without a trace. It's the latest example of Facebook's tech geeks trying to figure out how to navigate a completely different terrain, global politics. Gillian York of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard says when it comes to defining inappropriate content, Facebook's judgment can seem spotty. The site allows pages promoting Holocaust denial as a matter of free speech.
But on the other hand, Facebook has taken down content that I would consider far less offensive, such as photographs of mothers breastfeeding their children. And so it's kind of a strange line that Facebook tries to walk on this.
Facebook has been reticent to publicly address its vital role in the recent revolutions sweeping the Arab world. Others, like Twitter and Google, have taken a different approach. When Egyptian authorities shut down the internet, the online behemoths launched phone lines so Egyptians could leave voice messages that were translated into text on Twitter. Facebook is different, for a reason, York says.
If Facebook were to come out and identify themselves as a political tool or an advocacy tool, there's a strong chance that more countries would block them. Right now, China and Vietnam are the only two countries left to block Facebook. Up until very recently, Syria blocked Facebook as well. They unblocked it about a month ago.
But just because Facebook is staying tight-lipped on Middle Eastern events doesn't mean the site's not getting involved. At the height of protests, the Tunisian government set up a fake Facebook page. Tunisian users unknowingly revealed their passwords to the government. Soon after, Facebook rolled out an option to ensure Tunisian users' safe login before the service was offered worldwide. There is one cause Facebook has embraced publicly. York said she stumbled upon it last year.
Yeah, let me find that. Okay, here it is. Peace.facebook.com.
It tracks Facebook friendships divided by conflict. According to the site, in the past 24 hours, there have been 15,604 new friendships between Israelis and Palestinians on Facebook. So, if there's something the social networking giant is willing to take a stand on in the Middle East, it's getting Israelis and Palestinians to be friends. Or, at least, Facebook friends. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.